This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad. Wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Project with you for another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of ilm, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, limadha? Limadha? Why al-Arabiyya? Why the Arabic language? Because it's the language of the noble Quran, we remind ourselves. Because it's the language of the Sunnah. Because it's the language of Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Because it's the language of the Sahaba. It is the language of al-Islam, ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. You travel to Bosnia, you travel to Mali, you travel to South America, and you meet the Muslims there. Common denominator, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, when it comes to communication, is the Arabic language, walhamdulillah. The average ordinary Muslim, without studying a lot of Arabic, there's so much of Arabic in his daily vocab. Salah, and zakah, and siyam, and Hajj, and all of these matters, various, numerous words, walhamdulillah, already part and parcel of his vocabulary. And so, a little bit more of effort, insha'Allah, and we will be able to understand the noble Quran. We will be able to understand the sunnah of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. When we read the hadith where the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam states, كُلُّ مُسْكِرٍ خَمْرٍ And kullu khamrin haram. Every intoxicant, it is khamr. And every khamr, every type of khamr, it is haram. We understand this, mashallah. We do not require a long explanation. We do not require a long translation with regards to this matter. When we are reading in our salah 5 times every day, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. When we understand Alhamdu Alif Lam, Hamd means praise, every type of praise that you can imagine, you can think of. Alhamdu belongs to who? Lillahi, Lillahi. Why he? Because of the lam, harf of jar. Lillahi belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Describe Allah. Tell me about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What are some of the descriptions of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Rabbil Alameen. He is the Rabb of the Alameen, of the worlds, the universe, whatever planets you can think of, whatever we know, whatever we do not know. Allah is the Rabb of all of that, subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, make an effort. Man ijtahada wajada. Whoever exerts themselves, then they will see the results bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Learn the Arabic language because it is part and parcel of your deen. Learn the Arabic language because you are Muslim. Learn the Arabic language so that there can be a better quality to your salah, insha'Allah. Hayyakumullah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we had gone through half of lesson number 28. We read through the passage, we had gone through some of the exercises, insha'Allah, and we had completed exercise number 5. And so in this majlis, we move on from exercise number 6 of lesson number 28 in volume 2, walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the author states, اقرأ ما يلي, read the following. Shakani zamili, shakani complained about me. Shaka yashku, shakani zamili, complained about me, zamili, my colleague. Ila al-mudarrisi, to the teacher. Wa ana shakawtuhu ila al-mudiri, mashaAllah. Wa ana shakawtuhu ila al-mudiri, and I complained about him to the principal. Subhanallah. Look at these, tit for tat. So here he says that complained about me to the teacher. Did who do this? My colleague did this. My colleague complained to the teacher about me. And I complained about him to the principal. وَأَنَا شَكَوْتُهُ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ وَأَنَا شَكَوْتُهُ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ وَأَنَا شَكَوْتُهُ إِلَى الْمُدِيرِ Number two. تَلَا الْإِمَامُ سُورَةَ الْفِيلِ فِي الرَّكَعَةِ الْأُولَى وَسُورَةَ الْإِخْلَاصِ فِي الرَّكَعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ ما شاء الله. Tala yatlu means to read, to recite. Tala al-imamu, who recited. Al-imamu, the fa'il is dhammafied, the doer is dhammafied, is marfu'. Tala al-imamu, what? Surat al-fili. The imam read, recited surah al-fil, fi raka'ati al-ula, in the first raka'ah. وَسُورَةَ الْإِخْلَاصِ and سُورَةُ الْإِخْلَاصِ قُلْ هُوَ اللَّهُ أَحَدُ اللَّهُ الصَّمَدُ لَمْ يَلِدْ وَلَمْ يُولَدْ وَلَمْ يَكُنْ لَهُ كُفُوًا أَحَدُ So that's سُورَةُ الْإِخْلَاصِ And he read سُورَةُ الْإِخْلَاصِ فِي رَكْعَةِ الثَّانِيَةِ In the second rak'ah. One more time. تَلَاءَ الْإِمَامُ سورة الفيل في الركعة الأولى وسورة الإخلاص في الركعة الثانية Excellent. والحمد لله. Remember, يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, the surah, ألم تر كيف فعل ربك بأصحاب الفيل? Have you not seen what Allah has done to the people of the elephant? This year that the elephants and the army of Abraha were destroyed. This is called the year of the elephant. Arabs would remember important events, or rather they would remember dates based upon important events. And this was a major important event in that year. So it's called the year of the elephant. Who was born in this year? Ya Abdullah, Ya Amatullah, none other than Muhammad ibn Abdullah, ibn Abdul Muttalib, ibn Hashim. The Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was born in the year of the elephant. Number three. أُتْلُ سُورَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ يَا عَلِيُّ أُتْلُ سُورَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ يَا عَلِيُّ أُتْلُ Read سُورَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ يَا عَلِيُّ Read what? سُورَةَ الرَّحْمَنِ That's why it is منصوب. It's the object. دَعُوتُ صَدِيقِي إِلَى قَرْيَتِي دَعُوتُ صَدِيقِي إِلَى قَرْيَتِي I invited my friend to our village. دعوت صديقي إلى قريتي. I invited my friend to our village, our town. لم يشكني المدير إلى أبي. لم يشكو. Did not complain. لم يشكني. Did not complain about me. هو المدير. So the مدير did not complain about me إلى أبي to my father. The principal did not complain about me to my father. لم يشكني المدير إلى أبي. Number six. قال المدرس للطالب عفوت عنك. قال المدرس للطالب. The teacher said to the student, عفوت عنك. عفوت. I have overlooked. I have forgiven. عفو. I have forgiven you. عفوت عنك. عفوت عنك. Upon you. I have overlooked the matter with regards to you. لِمَ تَمْحُو هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةَ لِمَ تَمْحُو هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةَ Why are you wiping out, erasing this word? هِيَ صَحِيحَةٌ It is correct. أُمْحُو الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا أُمْحُو الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا أُمْحُو الَّتِي بَعْدَهَا Erase the one which is after it. Erase the one after it. لِمَ تَمْحُو هَذِهِ الْكَلِمَةَ هي صحيحة أمحو التي بعدها Why are you erasing this word? It is correct. Erase the one after it. أي سورة تتلين يا أم كلثوم أي سورة Which سورة تتلين You are reading, you are reciting تتلين أي سورة تتلين يا أم كلثوم يا أم كلثوم يا أم كلثوم Which surah are you reading, O mother of كلثوم أي سورة تتلين يا أم كلثوم أتلو سورة ياسين. أتلو سورة ياسين. I am reciting سورة ياسين. One more time. أي سورة تتلين يا أم كلثوم؟ أتلو سورة ياسين. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. Memorize this, brothers and sisters. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. We make dua to Allah that He grants you. He grants you cure. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. ندعو الله. We make dua to Allah. ندعو الله أن يشفيك. To grant you شفاء. أشكوتني إلى المدير يا حمزة. أشكوتني. 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 Did you complain about me? أشكوتني إلى المدير. Did you complain about me to the principal يا حمزة؟ لا لم أشكك. لم أشكك. No, I did not complain about you. لم أشكك. لم أشكك. لم أشكك. I did not complain about you. قال نوح عليه السلام ربي إني دعوت قومي ليلا ونهارا كما جاء في سورة نوح. قال نوح عليه السلام ربي إني دعوت قومي. Oh my Rob, I have made dua to my people. Layla wa nahara, at night and during the day. Kama jaa fi surati Nuh, as is found in Surah Nuh. Rabbi inni da'awtu qawmi layla wa nahara. Oh my Rob, I made da'wa to my people in the night and in the day. Subhanallah. Qala Allah ta'ala fi surati al-Baqarati. Allah says in Surah al-Baqarah. Ulaika yad'una ila an-nar. Those are the ones who are calling to the fire. Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannah. Wallahu yad'u ila al-jannati. And Allah is calling to paradise. They are calling to the fire. And Allah is calling to paradise. Subhanallah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, where do you want to go? Ila al-jannah aw ila al-nar. إلى الجنة أو إلى النار. اللهم استعان. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من النار. Oh Allah, we seek protection in you from the fire. وقال في سورة القصص, and Allah says in سورة القصص, ولا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر. ولا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر. ولا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر. And do not call with Allah any other deity. Do not associate any other deity with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you are calling, you call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone and no one else. Exercise number 7, insha'Allah. أسند أفعال الأفعال الآتية إلى الغائبة ثم المتكلم كما هو موضح في المثال. As found in the example, insha'Allah. Let's see. حامد بكى. حامد cried. آمنة بكت. آمنة بكت. أنا بكيت. I cried. أنا بكيت. I cried. So, we're talking about third person, male, third person, female, and then first person, myself. حامد رمى. آمنة رمت. حامد threw. آمنة رمت. أنا رميت. I threw. حامد أتى. حامد came. آمنة أتت. آمنة came. أنا أتيت. I came. حامد جرى. حامد ran. آمنة جرت. And أنا جريت. أنا جريت. حامد كوى. آمنة كوت. أنا كويت. أين. حامد دعا. حامد called. آمنة دعت. أنا دعوت. أنا دعوت. حامد شكا. آمنة شكت. أنا شكوت. حامد complained. The famous poetry which has been attributed to Imam al-Shafi'i rahimahullah, although many others say no, in reality these are not the words of Imam al-Shafi'i, nonetheless the words go like شكوت إلى وكيع سوء حفظي فأرشدني إلى ترك المعاصي وقال إن العلم نور ونور الله لا يؤتى لعاصي. That I complained to my teacher Waki about my bad memory, and he advised, إلى ترك المعاصي, that I stop sinning, I give up sinning. وقال إن العلم نور, he says that knowledge, it is light. ونور الله لا يؤتى لعاصي, and the light of Allah is not given to a sinner. الله مستعان. So حامد شكا, آمنة شكت, أنا شكوت, حامد رجا, آمنة رجت, أنا رجوت, أنا رجوت, رجا means to have hope. حامد تلا, آمنة تلت, أنا تلوت, حامد محا, حامد محا. What does maha mean? Maha means to, maha means to erase. Hamidun maha, aminatu mahat, ana mahawtu, ana mahawtu. Excellent, mashallah, excellent, walhamdulillah. Jameel, exercise number 8, bi-idhnillahi, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Exercise number 8. Abaka tiflu. Abaka at-tiflu, we need to answer the question using lam. Using lam. So we are talking about didn't happen. Such and such didn't happen. Abaka at-tiflu la lam yabki. Did the kid cry? La lam yabki. Did the kid cry? La lam yabki. Abaka at-tiflu la lam yabki. Abaka at-tiflu la lam yabki. Abaka at-tiflu la lam yabki. أكويت القميص, أكويت القميص, أكويت القميص, لا لم أكوي القميص, لم أكوي القميص, لم أكوي القميص, لم أكوي القميص. أشكاك المدرس إلى المدير, did the teacher complain about you to the principal? لا لم يشكني, لا لم يشكني, لا لم يشكني. No, he did not complain about me. أدعوت زميلك إلى البيت, did you invite your colleague to the house? أدعوت زميلك إلى البيت, أدعوت زميلك إلى البيت. لا لم أدعه, لا لم أدعه, لا لم أدعه. No, I did not invite him. أبنيت بيتا جديدا, did you build a new house? لا لم أبني, لا لم أبني, لا لم أبني, لا لم أبني. Excellent. Number 6, inshallah. أمحوت اسمي من دفترك, have you erased my name from your notebook? لا لم أمحو اسمك, لا لم أمحو, لا لم أمحو اسمك. لا لم أمحو اسمك, لا لم أمحو اسمك. No, I've not erased your name. The next one. أأتى المدير, أأتى المدير, أأتى المدير, أأتى المدير. Did he come to the principal? لا لم يأتي, لا لم يأتي, لا لم يأتي. Number 9. Or rather number 8. أرميت القمامة في مكانها, have you thrown the dirt packet in its place? لا لم أرمي, لا لم أرمي. No, I've not thrown. لا لم أرمي, لا لم أرمي. Number 9. أرأيت عليا في الفصل, have you seen Ali in the classroom? لا لم أره, لا لم أره في الفصل, لا لم أره في الفصل. No, I've not seen him in the classroom. لا لم أره في الفصل. Excellent, والحمد لله. Then we move on to exercise number 9, and here we are using the لام الناهية. لام الناهية, لام الناهية, this is like the prohibitive type of لام, inshallah. Do not do such and such, do not cross this path, etc. So the first one they give us there is something ni ila al-mudiri ya ustadu, la la tashkuni, la tashkuni, la tashkuni, la tashkuni. Do not complain about me, ila al-mudiri ya ustadu, to the principal or teacher. Number 2, la something al-masjid fi hadha al-shari'i, لا تبني المسجد في هذا الشارع. لا لم تبني, لا لم تبني, لا لم تبني. المسجد في هذه الش في هذا الشارع لا لم لا لا تبني لا تبني المسجد لا تبني المسجد do not build a masjid في هذا الشارع لا لم تبني المسجد في هذا الشارع do not build a masjid in this street number 3 لا something يا ولدو لا تبكي يا ولدو لا تبكي يا ولدو لا تبكي يا ولدو number 4 لا something هذه الورقة يا أخي لا تطوي لا تطوي لا تطوي تطوي so it's لا and then تا ط and واو لا تطوي لا تطوي هذه الورقة يا أخي number 5 لا تجري لا تجري في الشارع يا ولدو not لا تجري we drop the لا تجري لا تجري في الشارع يا ولدو number 6 do not what does that mean do not run in the street oh kid number 6 لا تمحو هذه الكلمة يا أحمد لا تمحو لا تمحو تا ميم and ها لا تمحو هذه الكلمة يا أحمد number 7 لا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر لا تدعو مع الله إلها آخر do not call upon any other deity with Allah سبحانه وتعالى توحيد you only worship you only call upon Allah سبحانه وتعالى لا تمشي في الشمس يا محمد لا تمشي في الشمس يا محمد لا تمشي في الشمس يا محمد excellent والحمد لله that covers exercise number 9 inshallah let's move on to exercise number 10 بإذن الله تعالى نسي ينسى نسي ينسى نسي ينسى نسي he forgot ينسى is forgetting لم ينسى لم ينسى لم ينسى انسى انسى you're ordering somebody to forget something انسى انسى هذا اليوم forget today forget this day خشية يخشى خشية يخشى I fear خشية يخشى لم يخشى اخشى 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 fear بقي يبقى بقي يبقى to remain بقي يبقى لم يبقى لم يبقى ابقى إبقى you are ordering somebody to remain. You're ordering somebody to remain. إبقى. Say again. إبقى. إبقى. And so the فعل أمر of these three. إنسى. Forget. إخشى. Fear. And إبقى means to remain. والحمد لله. Yeah. Exercise number 11. إقرأ ما يلي. Read the following. أبقي من الطعام شيء. أبقي من الطعام شيء Is there anything which remains of the food? أبقي من الطعام شيء لا لم يبق منه شيء لا لم يبق منه شيء لا لم يبق منه شيء No, there does not remain anything of it. أبقي من الطعام شيء Is there anything which remains of the food? لا لم يبق منه شيء ذهبت ذهبت أمي ذهبت أمي إلى مكة My mother went to Mecca وبقيت هناك شهرين and she remained there for 2 months ذهبت أمي إلى مكة وبقيت هناك شهرين My mother went to Mecca and she remained there for 2 weeks لا تنس ما قلت لك لا تنسى ما قلت لك لا تنسى do not forget ما قلت لك what I said to you لا تنسى ما قلت لك نسيت معنى هذه الكلمة نسيت معنى هذه الكلمة نسيت معنى هذه الكلمة I forgot the meaning of this word نسيت معنى I forgot the meaning هذه الكلمة of this word اخشى الله ولا تخشى أحدا غيره اخشى الله have the خشية of Allah fear Allah ولا تخشى أحدا غيره and do not fear anyone besides him أنا أنسى كثيرا the brother says أنا أنسى كثيرا. I often forget. I often forget. ما حضر طلحة منذ أسبوعين. طلحة has not attended since 2 weeks. ما حضر طلحة. طلحة has not attended, is not present. منذ أسبوعين, since 2 weeks. أخشى أن يكون مريضا. أخشى أن يكون مريضا. I fear that he is sick. أخشى أن يكون مريضا. I fear that he might be sick. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يتبع الميت ثلاثة. Follows the dead, 3 things. يتبع الميت ثلاثة. Follows who? Follows the dead, 3. أهله وماله وعمله. His family, his wealth and his actions. أهله وماله وعمله. فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد. 2 of them return and remains one. فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد. 2 return, 1 remains. يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. Returns his family and his wealth and remains عمله. يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. His family, his wealth, they return, but his deeds, they remain with him, subhanAllah. All of us, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, to the graveyard, our family, etc., etc., will follow and then they will return. And we will be left with our a'mal, with our deeds, and they will speak, subhanAllah. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم again, يتبع الميت ثلاثة, أهله وماله وعمله, فيرجع اثنان ويبقى واحد, يرجع أهله وماله ويبقى عمله. حامد مشى, حامد walked, آمنة مشت, حامد نسي, آمنة نسيت. إسناد مشى إلى الضمائر. Let's use the word مشى and let's look at the various options. حامد مشى, حامد walked. الأولاد مشوا. As for the sons, the children, they walked. الأولاد مشوا. آمنة مشت. البنات مشينا. أنت مشيت. أنتم مشيتم. أنت مشيت. أنتن مشيتن. أنا مشيت. I walked. نحن مشينا. Then we find يمشي. Let's do the similar. حامد يمشي. حامد is walking. الأولاد يمشون. آمنة تمشي. البنات يمشين. أنت تمشي. أنتم تمشون. أنت تمشين. أنتن تمشين. أنا أمشي. نحن نمشي. Excellent. والحمد لله. Then we have number 14. There, exercise 14. The فعل أمر. امشي يا حامد. امشي يا حامد. Walk, O Hamid. امشوا يا أولاد. Walk, O children, O sons. امشي يا آمنة. امشي يا آمنة. امشينا يا بنات. امشينا يا بنات. Let's look at نسيا. Similarly, حامد نسيا. الأولاد نسوا. حامد نسيا. الأولاد نسوا. آمنة نسيت. البنات نسينا. أنت نسيت. أنتم نسيتم. أنت نسيتي. أنتن نسيتن. أنا نسيت. نحن نسينا. نحن نسينا. Let's see. ينسى, the فعل مضارع. حامد ينسى. الأولاد ينسون. آمنة تنسى. البنات ينسين. أنت تنسى. أنتم تنسون. أنت تنسين. أنت تنسين. Bit of a tricky one. Anti tansaina. Antunna tansaina. Ana ansa and nahnu nansa. Those are easy. Ana ansa, nahnu nansa. Those are easy. Let's see with regards to the fi'lu amr. Insa ya hamidu, forget O Hamid. Inso ya awladu. Insay ya aminatu. Insay ya aminatu. Insayna ya banatu. Insayna ya banatu. Let's look at da'a, the verb da'a. Hamidun da'a. Al-awladu da'au. Aminatu da'at. Al-banatu da'auna. Anta da'auta. Antum da'autum. Anti da'auti. Antunna da'autunna. Ana da'autu. Nahnu da'auna. Those last two are simple. Let's look at fi'il mudari'. Hamidun yad'u, Hamid is calling. Hamidun yad'u, al-awladu yad'uuna. Aminatu tad'u, al-banatu yad'uuna. Anta tad'u, antum tad'uuna. Anti tad'iina, antunna tad'uuna. Ana ad'u, I am calling, I'm making dua. Ana ad'u, nahnu nad'u. Those last two are the simple ones. But as you can see, these verbs are tricky. These verbs are tricky. The verbs which are mu'tal al-fa, mu'tal al-ain, mu'tal al-lam, they are tricky. And especially these ones here, fi'l naqis, they are, these last ones here, they are mu'tal al-lam. The last letter is an abnormal letter. It's a weak letter. Let's look at the next one. Fi'lu amr. Ud'u ya hamidu. Ud'u ya awladu. Ud'i ya aminatu. Ud'una ya banatu. Jamil. Arini. Yaqulu al-mudarris li kulli talibin min al-tullab. Ya fulan. Arini kada. Kitabaka. Sa'ataka. Qalamaka. Daftaraka. Arini means show me. Arini kitabaka, show me your book. Arini qalamaka, show me your pen. Arini sa'ataka, show me your watch, etc. Al-kalimatu al-jadidatu, new words. Al-asha'u, asha is supper. Al-yaminu, the right. Al-yasaru, the left. At-tahqiqu, to investigate, to look into a matter. Tana'ulun, to take down, to partake. Take down meaning to eat, to partake. Ilahun alihatun is the plural, deity, deities. Al-qumamatu, the rubbish bin, the dirt bag. Qawmun, people, nation. Al-laylu, the night. An-naharu, the day. Turabun, sand, dust. Ahlun, people. Sahibun, companion, sahib, companion. Ashab, plural. Hada, yahdi, to guide. Mumazzaqun, mumazzaq means torn. Mumazzaqun means torn. Tawa, yatwi, to fold something. Ata, yati, to come. Tabi'a, yatba'u, means to follow. And lastly, waqa'a, yaqa'u, to fall, insha'Allah. حياكم الله يا عبد الله يا أمة الله. With that we have completed lesson number 28 والحمد لله. Seeing that there is time, maybe it would be a good idea بإذن الله تعالى to read through exercise number 29, the passage of exercise 29. Let's read through that inshallah. المدرس أحججت يا مسعود أحججت يا مسعود. Have you performed حج أو مسعود؟ مسعود says لا يا أستاذ. حج زملائي كلهم, all my colleagues have made حج. ولكنني ما حججت, but I have not made حج. مريضت أيام الحج, I got sick during the days of حج. فبقيت هنا في المدينة المنورة, and so I remained in مدينة المنورة. The teacher says, لا تحزن, do not grieve, do not be saddened. ستحج في العام المقبل إن شاء الله, you will make حج the next year إن شاء الله. تمر السنة بسرعة, the year goes past very very fast. أحججت أنت يا أستاذ, have you made حج أو أستاذ؟ The teacher says, لا لم أحج هذا العام, no I've not made حج this year. ولكنني حججت قبل هذا, but I made حج before this. قبل هذا 5 مرات. But I mean حج before this year 5 times. أنا أشم رائحة كريهة. I'm smelling some bad smell. The teacher says أنا أشم I smell رائحة كريهة a bad smell. أما تشمون رائحة يا إخوانو. أما تشمون Are you people not smelling this odor يا إخوان؟ بلا نشمها Yes, in affirmative, we smell it. من أين هي؟ From where is it? أظنها من الحمام. I think it is from the bathrooms, the toilets. نعم هي من الحمام. Yes, it is from the toilets. Technically, hammam means the bathroom, but usually today they use the hammam in the context of the toilet. إن القمامة التي رماها أحمد أحد الناس سدت البالوعة. هي من الحمام. It is from the bathroom. إن القمامة التي رماها. Indeed, the bin packet. التي رماها which was thrown by أحد الناس by one of the people سدت البالوعة it blocked the drain it blocked the pipes it blocked the gutter it blocked the drains جيد من الذي دفع السبورة إلى الخلف من الذي دفع السبورة إلى الخلف who is the one who pushed the chalkboard at the back تعال يا سعيد وجرها إلى الأمام. Come here, O Sa'id, and push it to the front. تعال يا سعيد وجرها إلى الأمام and push it to the front. سعيد يجر السبورة. سعيد pushes the chalkboard. أنت جررتها كثيرا. You pushed it too much. You pushed it too much. ادفعها إلى الخلف قليلا. Push it back a little bit. يكفي enough. اتركها الآن. Leave it now. أهذا هو الجزء الثاني من الكتاب يا أستاذ. Is this the second volume of the book, O teacher? نعم. خذ هذه النسخ وعدها. Yes, take these copies and count them. أعددتها. أعددتها. كم هي؟ Have you counted them? How many are they? نعم عددتها هي 25 نسخة. They are 25 copies. ندرس الآن حديثا. We will study a hadith now. اكتبه على السبورة. Write it on the board. Or rather the teacher says أكتبه 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 I will write it on the board فاكتبوه في دفاتركم and so you people write it in your notebooks فاكتبوه في دفاتركم you people write it in your notebooks يكتبوه he writes عن أنس رضي الله عنه قال ما مسست ديباجا ولا حريرا ألين من كف رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا شممت رائحة قط أطيب من رائحة الرسول رائحة رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بعد هنيهة أكتبتم يا أبنائي So the teacher writes this on the board and after this, after a short while, he asks them, have you people written it down? What's the hadith? Anas radiallahu ta'ala narrates that the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam about him, مَا مَسِسْتُ دِبَاجًا Anas says, I have not touched a type of silk. وَلَا حَرِير No silk. أَلْيَنَ مِنْ كَفِّي softer than the palm of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَلَا شَمِمْتُ رَائِحَةً قَطُّ Nor have I smelt any, like perfume. قَطُّ أَطْيَبَ مِنْ رَائِحَةِ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I've not smelt any perfume which smells better than the scent of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhanallah. And so the teacher asks them, have you people written it down? The tulab say, lamma, not as yet. We have not yet finished. Not as yet. The teacher says, ya aliyyu, la tazunna annani ghafilun amma ta'malu. Ya Ali, don't think that I'm unaware of what you are doing. لا تظن أنني غافل عما تعمل، لا تظن أنني غافل عما تعمل، إنك لا تكتب الدرس، you are not writing down the lesson، إنما تكتب رسالة، rather you are writing a letter. أليس كذلك؟ Is that not the case؟ ردها في الحقيبة، put it back in your bag. ردها في الحقيبة، put it back in your bag. ردها في الحقيبة. Then Ali says بلا. He affirms, you know, that he's been writing a letter. هو كذلك. It is like that. أنا آسف يا أستاذ. I am very sorry, O teacher. لن أعود لمثله أبدا إن شاء الله. I will not return to doing something like that ever again, inshallah. لن أعود لمثله. I will not do that again, like that again. أبدا, inshallah, ever again, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wills, والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله. We will end off the Arabic there بإذن الله تعالى. We take a little bit of vocab, inshallah, and then a prophetic hadith. With regards to vocab, inshallah, the word jaras means a bell. Jurm or mujrim. Mujrim is the criminal. Jariyatun is a little girl. Juz is a part. So we have 30 juz in the Quran. Jazm, jazm, jazma. Jazim, jazim. You know, when you are sure about some matter. When you are sure about some sort of matter. Jaza is your reward, your recompense. So we say, Jazakallahu khayran. Jazakallahu khayran. May Allah reward you with good, recompense you with good. He crossed the Jisr. What's a Jisr? Jisr is a bridge. We caught the Jasus. We caught the Jasus. What's a Jasus? Jasus is a spy. Jasus is a spy. Ja'farun. Ja'farun is obviously the name Ja'far. The name Ja'far, brother of Ali radiallahu ta'ala an. Ja'ala. Ja'ala means to make something jayid. Ja'altul bayta. I ja'altul bayta maktabatan. I turned the house into a library. جَعَلْتُ الْبَيْتَ مَكْتَبَةً. To make something into something else. So, جَعَلْتُ الْبَيْتَ مَكْتَبَةً. I made the house into a library. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Prophetic hadith. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah. Aw Nabi, your Rasul, Habib Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, lays down the rule. What did he say? مَنْ بَطَّأَ بِهِ عَمَلُهُ لَمْ يُسْرِعْ بِهِ نَسَبُهُ. Whoever, man batta'a, batta'a means to like hold him back or to be slow. Bihi amaluhu, his actions slow him down. His actions hold him back. Lam yusri' bihi nasabuh, then his lineage, his family, his who his father is and the surname he carries, this here will not take him forward. If your actions don't take you forward, then your nasab and who your family is not going to take you forward. Allahu musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, Subhanallah, our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam practically implemented these words. During Hajj, Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had Bilal radiallahu ta'ala go and stand on top of the Kaaba and give the Adhan. Imagine the sight for many of the Quraysh, many of those who had just embraced Islam or who were not even Muslims at the time. That here is Bilal, Abyssinian's former slave, and he is standing on top of the Kaaba, Subhanallah. Further to that, Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam, during the conquest of Makkah when the Kaaba was open, he entered, and who entered with him? Bilal and also Zayd. And also Zayd radiallahu ta'ala an. Subhanallah. Bilal enters, Usama ibn Zayd and Bilal radiallahu ta'ala an, and Uthman ibn Talha. So it's not Zayd, but rather Usama ibn Zayd. Well, he is the son of a former slave. Usama ibn Zayd is the son of a former slave. Bilal is a former slave. And then Uthman ibn Talha and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Four of them enter into the Kaaba. Not the great Abu Bakr and Umar and the high ranking individuals of the Quraysh and from the famous family. No, no, no. Rather Usama, son of a slave, son of Ayman. and Bilal radiyallahu ta'ala, and they are the ones who entered the Kaaba with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was not looking at, well, who your father was and who your grandfather was and whether you were of slavery, etc., etc. Also, during his final Hajj, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, your father is one. There's no virtue of the Arab over the non-Arab, nor the non-Arab over the Arab. There's no virtue of the red of over the white and over the black and the black over the red, etc. The white, red here meaning the white. So there's no fadl with regards to all of this except by taqwa, except by your piety, your righteousness, subhanAllah. And the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam delivers this message during Hajj, and he practically implemented it when he was leaving Arafat on his animal. Who's riding with him? Usama ibn Zayd, subhanAllah, the son of a former slave, riding with the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And then also during his final illness sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he puts Usama ibn Zayd in charge of the army. High ranking sahaba are all under the command of Usama ibn Zayd, subhanAllah. Ya Abdullah, ya Amatallah, the color of your skin, the language you speak, the place you come from, who your forefathers were, this here will not help you before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, in this dunya, it might take you places, but before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it will not help you in the least bit. Rather, it is only the mizan of taqwa that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will judge you upon. We ask Allah to make us from amongst the muttaqeen. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us the best in this world and in the hereafter. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide us. We ask Allah to grant us ikhlas. We ask Allah to accept from us. We ask Allah to grant us knowledge which is beneficial and not knowledge which is not beneficial. Remember, ya Abdullah, ya Amatullah, if your knowledge is above average, then your ibadah, your akhlaq, your character, your manners, they are also supposed to be above average. Hayyakum Allah. Until we meet again, barakallahu feekum. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.